Another big score for North Texas and college basketball. 6 months after Arlington hosted the NCAA Men's Final Four, the city of Dallas landed the women's championship for 2017, part of a plan to make Dallas a go-to destination for college hoops.
It's another perfect ending for UConn. The 2014 national champions for an unprecedented ninth time.
Expect to hear that kind of excitement at the American Airlines Center in 3 years. Monica Paul, executive director of the Dallas Sports Commission, says landing the women's Final Four has been a mission for 6 years, ever since Dallas was a finalist but lost out.
Since 2008, we've been working to really increase the awareness of women's basketball here in the area, and hosted 2011 NCAA Women's Regional, as well as the 2013 Big 12 Women's Basketball.
Paul says Dallas and the AAC proved that they know how to host women's basketball. A solid venue, plenty of hotel rooms, and centrally located in the U.S. At a downtown Starbucks, Clay Ewell and Raymond Garrett raised their coffee cups in a toast to 2017 and the Final Four big event.
Great for the town. Glad to have them here.
I think it's great. I think downtown Dallas needs it. I think our city could use more events like that. I live downtown, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Monica Paul says Dallas is committed to college hoops.
We're excited where we're at, hosting a women's Final Four in 17. We'll be awaiting announcement on Thursday if we've host a women's regional. And then we also were awarded the 2018 NCAA men's first and second round. So hope to see a lot of basketball here in Dallas over the next 4 years.
The Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau expects 30,000 fans for the Women's Final Four with an economic impact of $30 million. But don't look for another men's Final Four at AT&T Stadium for a while. After this year's college championship, the Arlington venue found out last week it won't have another shot until at least 2022. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.